Yesterday we got so into so many different things. I don't know where to go today. So we started reading the Rajba. Let me just get another minute. There's some more people coming. Okay, oh, no more people. I just have to wait for all the people. Okay. Anyway, so yesterday we started reading the Rajba. So we got stuck on both Rajbas. So the first Rajba we read, it was a very sadistic Shaida. The Shaida is, what is the basic mechanism of the sugya? Like, why are you pater from a mitzvah when it's costing you more than a third of your mitzvah money? So it seems that to the Gemara, it seems that the Torah is not so much the third of your money, as much as three mitzvahs, if you would have to spend a third of your money, then it would come out that by three mitzvahs, you would go broke. That's what it seems like. Gemara doesn't seem to object per se, I'm spending a third of your money, but it's like, it seems if the shear is that for a third, then it wouldn't be just for the first, but it'd be the first, second, and third, and then you'd really eventually basically go broke. And the problem though is, so what if you go broke? So the Rajba seems to say a pshat, because Shlok first he seems to say they start chavriyas, and then he says ani chashiv gemeis. That's the Raivin, I'm sorry, not the Rajba, the Raivin. The Rajba says, so apparently the Rajba himself had a havamina, who was it? He's not here. Oh, he is here, Binyamin Simon. Binyamin Simon was pushing yesterday that obviously the Raivin did not mean Mamish Meis, but the Raivin meant because Starach Lebrius, because he talks about Shoya Starach Lebrius. He mentions that in the beginning. But you see that the Rajba himself would have read the Raivin that he meant Nisa, not Mamish, if not for the fact that he had a kasha from Chayve Benos, let's say. So you see that from the Rajba that.
Or that's just a raya.
Well, okay, but the Rajba also under your raya.
I mean, Pashat Shah, the Rajba is not asking a kasha from Mosase. The Rajba is limiting the Raivin.
I would say, but you see that the Rajba would have, if not for the Losa says, the Rajba would have read the Raivin. That he means Misa Mamish. So
maybe, or he just felt it was approved, that this is approved, it's not.
That seems to be.
There's no Gemara that says that in this scenario that you have to give up all your money. I mean, there's no such Gemara. Simply speaking, he's saying that don't read the Ravid to imply that part, because it's not Misa Mamish.
I didn't follow what he said.
Rabbi keeps saying,
you do not have to give up all your money. The Raivin, the Rajba has Bikias, that for Allah to say you do have to give up your money.
He doesn't cite Bikias.
I know, but
why is that? Bikias.
I'm sure it's based on Bikias. So the
Rebbe, you had a fundamental kasha.
So the Rajba, I'm just saying that you see had a fundamental the Rajba, kasha. What? I'm sorry?
Why is it that the assays are less chamor than the los assay?
So it sounds from the Rajba. That intrinsically an essay is not less chamor than an else essay. The difference is that an essay is done, you're over on the essay b'shevel taseh, and you're over on the losay b'kumvaseh. And people make this thing from the Rajba. Therefore, lu yitzor, when you would have an essay that you're over b'kumvaseh, b'shevel taseh, that there are essays like that. Then there will be the same.
Losa say, or everyone with the kumba say, you do an action.
What? Usually,
you have an assay that losa say requires an action. That's what you're telling me.
Right. So but there are some losa says that don't require an action. Let's say ba'yirah say. So you're not doing an action. You're just leaving the chametz. So that would be. Theoretically, that would be like an essay, because that's not a b'shev, that's b'shev al-tasa. If I have chametz in my house, it's what it sounds like from the Rajba, and I left, and now the only way I can get back to my house would be to spend all my money. I have to jump on some expensive airplane, which will cost me all my money to get back to my house to get rid of the chametz. So right now I'm being shevel taseh. So Pashas, you would not be obligated to do that based on the Rashba, even though it's a losa say. So it seems from the Rashba that the difference is whether it's kumba say or shevel taseh. But anyway, but getting back to the Rashba seemingly read in his Havamina the Raidin. If before, so
therefore it's mitzvah like
I'm sorry, you're
if you have a mitzvah like Hashav Tashiv.
Yes.
On Hashav Tashiv, right?
So that you're mitzvah becomes the Shavu'at Taseh. So that's you don't have to give all your money for. But there are they do bring examples of essays that are you're over at the Kumba essay. I don't remember offhand, but they definitely talk about it. They talk about the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the it's discussed in Yoredeya and Kuf Nun Vav there. In the Simon of the Yoredeya, they discuss essays in Rabbi Kumba essay. I just don't remember. I don't remember what the example they gave. Even in this piece of the Chai Vichuvas Marsham, I didn't send the whole thing. I just sent the quote. He has an essay that you're able to come with the Shevel Tasa. Let me just look. I'll tell you what he says. Here he brings his an Isser essay. It says, "Achem velo lekusim." The person came. It says here, a person did. He has an example that you there. I think this is what he's saying. That if a person did melacha on yantif, it's an iser to do melacha on yantif. So melacha on yantif is hutra, v'tzarech oichel nefesh. But there's a miyut that it's not hutra for goyim. But that is a lav abo mechlau essay. That it says lochem, the pasuk says lochem, that you're allowed lochem, which we learn out that it's mutter for chem. So there's a drasha lochem velo lekusim. So if you shecht an animal on yantif for a goy, you're only over an iser essay. I think that's what he's saying here. I'm just reading it quickly. So that would be an essay that you're over the kumba essay, not the shevel taseh. You know, the way you're mevatel the essay, since it's a lav abo mechlau essay, so a lav abo mechlau essay, you're over the kumba essay. So it says, yeah, the lav abo mechlau essay, that you're not supposed to do malacha for goyim on yantif. So he says that for that you'd have to give up your home or your money not to be over, because you're over mikumba say. Okay, anyway, but that's how the team say that the rabbit is not is mechanic in kumba say and shevel taseh. I don't know. Anyone know what's in a different lava bo miklau essay? It'd be much easier. What's another example of lava bo miklau essay?
Adomi? I don't know.
What?
Adomi?
Adomi?
Right, Mary.
It says that after so many diaries.
Right, Dor Shlishi Yavo, right.
Dor Shlishi Yavo. Okay, so that would be a good example. So.
Is there something nicer? Right.
If he holds a gun to your head and says to marry him, to marry this Adomi, so you go ahead, not a gun yet, because if he says otherwise, it's going to cost you all your money to get out of the marriage. So since it's become the essay, and you're being over a lava bone, the essay only has a din of an essay, but the Gabi. So the Gabi essay de Chalosa say would only be an essay, but the Gabi this din seems it's a din of a Losa say. Okay.
Is Dicer also one of those samples?
I don't remember.
Dicer is a lot, it's a lav, it's Sheval Tassin. Okay.
So Sheval Tais a lav, right.
Okay. So then you'll be, so that might be an example the other way, that you'd be, that you would be allowed to be Mevatil Dicer because you're Mevatil it on the, you're not. You're being over at B'Shev El Tassa. That'll be a good example the other way where you're not obligated to give all your money, for Elosa's sake. Anyway, but the question is, what's a Hesber? The Rashba comes along and said that the Rashba is Lav Davka. It doesn't mean Misa Mamish, because if it would be Misa Mamish, then you'd be even butter from Elosa's sake. Right? That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says his lashon is, get the words exactly. Lo kamisa mamish amar rav. Amru edem mitzvah esse b'shev al tase. Mitzvah losa say afino kol mamayno. Mitzvah losa say you have to give all your money. So the shayla is, so now that he's saying that it's not dafka, not mamish. So what's John the Raven? So the simple shot, we said yesterday, and the guys supported it with the Shita Mekubetzas, yes, they had a good proof, is that it has nothing to do with the fact that it's Misa, because it's really not, it's not Mamish Misa. And therefore, since it's not Mamish Misa, it does not go into the gather of the Chai Behem Veloshi Yamas Behem. Because if you were going to the gather of Chai Behem Veloshi Yamas Behem, then you'd be matter alosa say too. So apparently this type of misa, this is not misa mamish, does not go into the chayim hevelosh yamas mem. But nonetheless, it's still, the pshat is that he's saying that you don't have to be mitzayer such a tremendous tsar for a mitzah. Now the discussion was that mitzahs are priceless. So you shouldn't have to spend all your money. So his answer is, it's not a question of money, it's a question of tsar. Person who loses all his money, it's not just that he's losing money. Now he's embarrassed, he's an ani. He has his tzarich lebrius, he suffers, you know, tremendous tsar, right? I believe that the Rishiva has a shmuz, it's in the Chidush Yaleh somewhere, that it says some chazal that of all of Eov's Yisurim, the fact that he was a pauper was the worst of all the Yisurim. In other words, that the being a pauper, you know, especially a person, especially who's used to having money, then becoming a pauper is the worst yisurim. So it the word is, the Raivin is answering that it's chashav gemes. It doesn't mean gemes legabe. You know, it's an legabe, the tour of a chai behem. It's not a mace. It's only mace in certain, in the dimension of pain. The amount of pain you feel is the tragedy is the same tragedy as if you'd be mace. And as far as, you know, and since, you know, no one's going to say that since you're mace, you're not mistive to a minion, right? No one's going to say that. No one ever have a mina. Only choshev can mace, so he can't count for a minion. So we're not, he's not choshev the mace, the gabi everything. So he's saying the gabi, the paptur mitzvahs, he's not a choshev can mace. But the Gabi, the tragedy is Chashev Gemes. And the reason why you're part there from Mitzvah's essay is a svara that the Torah is not Mechai of you to suffer so much for a Mitzvah's essay. Right? That's the way the simple pshat in the Rashba. The problem with that pshat is that where, how does the Gemara know that? Where's the Mikar? In other words, Bishlamo, if the Rashba, according to the other pshat, it's a pasuk in the Torah of a chai behem v'lo shiyamas behem. But if it's just that it's a tremendous tsar, like where does it say in the Torah that this is a shir, that you're not mechuyev to be meiser nefesh to suffer this tsar for a mitzvah? Like where did Chazal come up with this shir? Say they figured out misvara. Okay, maybe, you know, Chazal were out there very brilliant, but it's a little strange, and we don't know where would they get such a shir. I mean, I would say maybe that you have to be meiser nefesh even to suffer it for the sake of a mitzvah. So where did the Chazal know that for an essay or a shevi atasa, you don't have to suffer so much? Like where for a losa, say you do have to suffer. So how do they know that for an essay you don't have to suffer? Where they get that from? Right. So it's not so pashut. But that is,
I mean, the fact that we have to say halacha that you do have to for a losa say l'chor means that that's a chiddush.
No, that's the din. I don't know which way is a chiddush. The chiddush might be that.
The fact we have to say that means that without a specifying, I wouldn't know that din.
Right, because once the din is by an essay, you're potter, I would think that an essay and a losa say are the same. But the reason why maybe it's a chiddush by a losa say is because you told me an essay is potter.
Okay, maybe that's first. Okay.
Anyway, so that was the chat. So we saw basically. I assume you. Did you people see? I sent the. There was this nameless sefer that I found that talked about this topic, and he just found the sefer, and I don't know how he found it because that sefer was printed before they had Eitzer Chochma, so I don't know how he found it. There was no search engines. But now there's no kunst to find, you know, all these svarim that they get credit for, wow, my amazing bikiyas, now no one's misspoiled from them, you know, big deal. You put in the Riven, you know, that's why I did that this morning. I put in the Riven, a few words on the Riven, and I did search and it comes out, everything. it's mamish, you don't have to have any bikiyas. But this person, whoever wrote the sefer was, had some bikiyas. And he found the Chuvas Marsham. Who's Chuvas Marsham? Anyone know? Chuvas Marsham is Rav Shadron's grandfather. There's a sefer Das Torah and Orach Chaim. It's the same person, Marsham. The Rav Shadron put out a lot of his svarim. He was a rav in Europe. You know, apparently a very chasher rav. But I have to think it's the same name as Shadron. I think his name was Shalom Shadron. But I don't know what the man Shalom Mordechai Shadron. I don't remember. But it was Rav Shadron's grandfather, a great grandfather. Rav Shadron, one of his projects in life was that he was putting out his grandfather, his great grandfather's svarim. He put out a lot of his svarim. It's a sefer, it's like a four volumes, an Orach Chaim, Das Torah. It's this Marsham. Anyway, so this Marsham.
Were never published before?
What?
Before that, they were never published?
The Shai Vitruvis actually was published because I printed it off this Eitzer Chochma, and it's an old printing. So it's obviously was published. But the ones that Rav Shadron printed were never published. He printed, he had apparently all the Ksavim. A lot of
svarim you'll find reference to that you won't find in Beis HaKat Svarim or any of this other stuff. But Beis HaKat Svarim is very old, Rabbi. That a lot of people used to use that before.
Okay, but they don't. Beis HaKat Svarim doesn't tell you what's in the sefer.
Tells you who. If you know the name of the person who published it, it'll tell you what you.
Yeah. Okay. Saying. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
The Marasham, his name is Shalom Mordechai Shbadron. So the name is the Mordechai.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So it was Rav Shadron's grandfather, great grandfather. I don't even know, but it was yes. So that's, and he was a Rav in somewhere with a B base or something. You guys already got all the information.
Brezhen.
Okay. I have no idea where that is. But apparently it was a Chashuv place. He was apparently a pretty chashre, probably one of the Gedalia Adar. So anyway, so the Maisa, so he actually, in the Tshuva, he quotes the Raivin. I should have really sent you the Shai of the Tshuvas instead of just a piece of quoted, because, you know, he actually quotes the Raivin. And then he says this chat. It sounds like he's learning chat in the Raivin. It's not so clear. His language is very unclear. But it sounds like he's reading it that it's like a suffek pikuach nefesh, or it's a exas pikuach nefesh, right? That's the way it sounded like. No, anyone have read it? That they think that's what he's saying or not saying? He says at the end, Shema Yavai Deza, Shalom Yavai Ayadeza, the suffix Akanas Nefashis.
Not
right. It sounds like what he's saying is that there are three levels. There's Vadai Sakanas Nefashis. There's suffix Akanas Nefashis. And then there's even suffix Akanas Nefashis. You're allowed to be over Los, let's say. And then there's suffix Akanas Nefashis. You know, like,
suffix Akanas Nefashis, so Paiskun told me you're allowed to break a fast in Yom Kippur. You might come into a suffix Puch Nefashis, the suffix of Akanas Nefashis is enough to break to
Akanas Nefashis, you can do Averis for.
No, but suffix Akanas Nefashis, you could eat Shurim on Yom Kippur.
I don't know what a suffix Akanas Nefashis is.
I think you might come into a category of suffix Akanas Nefashis. Not yet the suffix Akanas Nefashis, but if you don't eat, you're going to come into a category of suffix Akanas Nefashis. Yeah. So that's the getter for Shurim on Yom Kippur.
Okay, where does it say this?
I don't know his source, but Rabbi Eidlitz told me this. Rabbi Eidlitz in Los Angeles told me this.
Okay. All right, so that's the same type of idea that seems that he's saying that there's a gather of, because you're saying the same thing, because you're saying that we're not matra low, so say, but yet we're matra some things, right? So it's the same structure. In other words, you would say mimonashach, either without this piece, I would have said that a suffix that comes, but either it's a suffix that comes to fascist, or it's not a suffix. You make up your mind. Either it is or it isn't. But he says it's Shema Yavo the suffix. Right? It's a step removed.
Right, which makes sense. Why Shurim would then be mutter on Yom Kippur?
Okay, but we want to try working on the Rajba.
Right. I understand.
Yes. So we got here. In other words, we got here. It's Shema Yavo the suffix Akanas Nefashis. So since it's mamish suffix Akanas Nefashis, we're matter alosa say because of chaybem. But it's a suffix, maybe you'll come to suffix Akanas Nefashis. So what's the heter? What's the heter? There's a suffix, maybe you'll come to suffix because suffix Nefashis, right? So what's the heter for that? Is that included in, like, what's the logic that he's saying? Doesn't make sense, L'chara. Is it included in the Chayvahem or is it not included in the Chayvahem? If it's included in the Chayvahem, that was the Rajma's Kasha. If you're included in the Chayvahem, you should be mutter for Elosa say. If you're not included in the Chayvahem, you should be Osir. So what does he say? Well, it's a suffix, maybe it's a suffix. It's a suffix, maybe you'll come. Right now, it's not even a suffix, because right now there's no danger to your life. But you might come if a person is an ani, shema yavo the suffix that comes to fascias. Like, so what kind of gather is that? So if it's a suffix that comes to fascias, so losa say shmi mutter. If it's not a suffix that comes to fascias, so losa say should be. So an esli should be usher. So what's he saying? So we need a Shamir. What's he saying? You need that Hezber.
What I said yesterday was that it's not dinah to say that it's a heter for v'chaybehem. To say that there's misa here, you can't say that there's misa here to say that there's a heter v'chaybehem. But to say there's an imperative for him to do the essay, right? There is a tzad in there being a tzad misa here. We can't say there's an imperative for him to do the essay. I mean,
so you want to say that he's still not learning from the pasuk of Echai Bahem?
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't assuming that way. I mean, definitely the sefer that I quoted was learning that he is learning from the Petra of Echai Bahem. But okay.
Can we say something, Rebbe? Can we say something like what Rebbe was saying in the previous sugya, that he's saying it's a far-fetched suffix. Yeah, and therefore there's a svara this way and a svara that way, and we choose, when it's a say, we paskin this way, and when it's a lotasa, we paskin this way. It seems to be in a certain paragraph, he seems to be saying something like that.
Yeah,
when he says atoch loma the svar hamarasham,
right? That's what he said. I think so. That's what he's saying. and especially it makes a little bit more sense the way he says it, because it's shavi atasa the kumba ase. In other words, we're not sure. We can't say for sure that it's tzakanas nefashis. We can't say it's not tzakanas nefashis. It's like you can't label this. When I come to the rabbi, says, can you promise me that this won't be tzakanas nefashis? No, I can't promise you. But on the other hand, is it this tzakanas nefashis? I can't say that either. So I'm sort of stuck.
If you're stuck, then suffik nefashis lahakel.
But it's only a suffik if it's suffik nefashis. So it's not clear if it's a real suffik nefashis, then that's a halacha. The Torah said by suffik nefashis, you go to kuda, even for Allah's sake. But I don't know if this is a suffik nefashis. That itself is not clear. It's a suffix if it's a suffix. It's a
suffix.
But he says it's Shema, there's a shash, Shayavo. It's not a suffix nefashis. It's just a shash that you'll yavo. So it has a certain amount of suffix. So it's like, so we say like Shabbat Asa. The Shabbat Asa, if it comes to an essay, listen, don't, the Shabbat Asa, don't do the essay, because maybe you're going to come to something nefashis, and we don't want you to come to something nefashis, so Shabbat Asa, but to go ahead and to tell you to do a losa say, how can you be over a losa say, to do an aveira, to go ahead, it's not something nefashis yet. Right? It makes a little bit of sense that there's a concept of Shabbat Asa. Since there's a suffix, then it's a suffix. So you have to be Shabbat Asa. At some point, there's a yashrus of Shabbat Asa. You have to wait. You don't know what this is yet.
And if you're being mocked for the fact that right now you haven't come Lidei Kach, so then Lahore you should have to do the essay too.
But on the other hand, there's a shash that you're going to be yavo.
There's a shash that
you'll come to it. So we weren't given the power of seeing the future. Not every ani comes to suffix sakanas nefashis. Obviously, there are many, many aniim that will never, even though they're aniyim, they will never have suffix sakanas nefashis. On the other hand, some aniyim will. Some aniyim, they're going to need a certain medical treatment and they don't have the money, and they're going to be suffix sakanas nefashis. So they're going to have to go for their parnasa, so they're going to have to take risky jobs. They're going to have to risk their lives to go to work crazy in the coal mines. I don't know. But right now, this is all future. No one knows the future. So it's not even yet on the level of a suffix sakanas nefashis. The lashon of the Marsham is Shema Shelo Yavo the suffix. Now it's not, you can't call this a suffix, but it's Yavo the suffix. This is bringing you to a suffix. It's in the beginning of a suffix. There's a suffix if this will make a suffix. We don't know, because we don't know the future. No, we can't say it is a suffix akanas defashes. Right now, there is no suffix akanas defashes. But you can't say it's not either. You can't. It's like in no man's land. You can't say it is, and you can't say it isn't. You can't say it's sakanas suffix sakanas defashes because maybe there'll never be any sakana here. But you can't say that it's not sakanas defashes. There's no suffix sakanas defashes. So there's a yashrit, a shevi al tase. So that sounds like what he would. I mean, it's a little bit different than what this person wrote. This person wrote that it's talking the chaymer iser. It's not really talking the chaymer iser. It's totally in the it's like a shevi al tase type of thing. You know that since you're not clear what it is, so therefore you have to shevi al tase.
I mean, do we need to invoke Bechai Behem in order to allow you not to Mekayim the mitzvahs to say?
So the way I'm saying it, yes. The way I'm saying it is that he's making it, he sounds like the Marasham is bringing in the concept of, he's quoting real cases of Pikuach Nefesh. A case of the Sma is where the guy is, real suffix that comes to Fashas. He's talking about real. He's bringing in real cases of sakanas defashes. He doesn't mean just like the, because it's a tremendous tsar. He's talking about the real McCoy. It says the only chashev kesafek sakana. He means the real sakana. Safek sakana over there, the case over there in the that he's quoting, is a famous case, a very interesting case in the. In the Radvaz. Radvaz has a case where there is the guy tells you, let me chop off your arm, or I'm gonna kill someone else if you don't let me to chop off your arm. But chopping off your arm is considered suffix sakanas nefashis. So are you obligated or allowed or obligated, or, you know, both, to let them chop off your arm to go ahead and to save someone else's life? So he says, he definitely says you're not obligated. And that's because you're not obligated to put yourself in suffix sakanas nefashis to save someone from a badai sakana. The question is, are you allowed to do it? It's in the Tzitz Eliezer brings that Radvaz that in the question of transplants, where if it's a suffix, you obviously have to know in every case, but if there is a certain amount of sakana in having a transplant, and that's you donating is part of one of your, you know, something, and that's going to put you, then, you know, let's say donating a kidney, I don't know, something like that, I assume. So where, you know, you can survive, but you can survive without an arm too, but it's a certain amount of sakana. So obviously every case you have to judge it and medically whether it's the same. I'm not, but that's what he discusses. He makes that kind of comparison, and the Tzitz Eliezer is a big medical, you know, shai or chuvas.
But the same thing could be.
Manis on Purim.
I mean, the same thing could be any hatzolah call. Any hatzolah call, you're putting yourself to some sakana by going to the ambulance, by running people. They're putting themselves in a certain potential sakana to save somebody.
Okay,
right?
But obviously, you have to wait. Apparently, the Paiskim hold that hatzolah call is right, and you're supposed to do it. Everybody, the Radaz said that you don't have to do it. So obviously there's degrees of sakana, there's degrees. And that's what I'm saying. You have to apply it to modern day transplants, you have to know the metzias. I'm not, obviously it's gonna maybe probably changes in it, every year it could change, I don't know. But the Tzitz Eliezer does discuss it. But I did bring, my minhag in Eretz Yisrael is I used to bring Shalach Manas to the different gedolim. That was my Eretz Yisrael minhag, which I can't do in Miami. It was a very nice minig. I used to try and get to as many gedolim as I could and bring him shalach manis. So
when Rebbe was a bachur, or when Rebbe was there as a Rebbe?
But when I was a Rebbe, that's what I used to do. I used to go to Rav Scheinberg and Rav Zedo Epstein and a few other people we used to go to. But I had to list of people. Anyway, but I did go to Tzitz Eliezer.
Rebbe, you able to spend time with him?
I couldn't really spend time with him, but he went, gave him shalach manis. They gave you back. Very nice. Okay, anyway.
You get second hands from other people's?
Yes. But that's very nice. You get something better than you gave, usually. But okay, but not for now. But Amaisa, I think that's how he's learning the Rashbam. So we have, basically, we have three pshatim in the Rashba. I'll give Shamir a shot also of Arab shot. So we have three pshatim in the
Rashba. Rabbi, the Marsham is discussing our Rashba?
Yes, yes. I apologize that I sent you the Sefer that quotes it because I wanted you to read the first paragraph. But the Marsham brings our Rashba. He brings the Ravid and the Rashba. Yes.
Oh, okay.
He brings it down verbatim.
Everybody agrees a pretty huge stretch to say Ani Kenes means it's Ani's Suffolk Nefashas, right?
Well, he says Suffolk Nefashas.
I just mean to say, in sticking that back into the Ravid, it's a pretty.
Okay, but he's sticking in the Ravid. And the look up. You have a computer. Put in these words in the computer if you have the answer, and print out the Marsham. It's there. It's there. His Hebrew is very hard. You know, he's choppy sentences. As you see, if you read here, he doesn't finish his sentences. He's writing short, the kitzer. So we have three passive pshatim. So let's just say over the three pshatim, the simple pshat in the Rashba, which was what Benjamin Simon was pushing yesterday, and the Sefer says it too, that the simple pshat in the Rashba is when he says, Ani chashav kemeis, he doesn't really mean it's chashav kemeis. Like we said, obviously you're not a meis legabi minyan. So when we say that you're not a meis legabi, because it's not because the din of chayva, and this is, you're not a meis. Ani chashav kemeis only in certain realm, in the realm of tsar, in the realm of agmas nefesh, it's chashav kemeis. So the Rashba, the Ravid, is only quoting Ani chashav kemeis to point out how painful it is, how terrible it is. But the Ptur has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that you're a base. It's nothing to do with the drasha of Chayvahem Venoshi Yamazbem, because in order to have the drasha of Chayvahem Shalit Shamazbem, you need Misa Mamish. And this has no shaykhis to Misa Mamish. You know, imagine a guy would say, I'm allowed to kill the Ani, and you have an Ani, so I can take out a gun and shoot him, because Ani chashav kemeis, so you know, so I'm killing a person, he's dead already, so why can't I kill him, right? You can't do that, you'd be obviously chayv and murder, right? So Ani chashav kemeis does not mean that he's mamish dead. It's just, in certain regards, he's like a mace, but he's definitely not dead. You're not allowed to kill him, he's mistired to a minion.
So according to that shot, the Rashba would goofy be saying that point.
Right, that's what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying that don't think that the Ravid meant that it's mamish chashav kemeis. Because if he meant mamish chashav kemeis, then it would be even for a losa, say. Rather, it's a whole different gather. It's just a question of tsar. And we don't know what the mekor is, but Chazal somehow or another knew in there somehow, okay, Chazal are very smart. They have Mikaris, we don't know the drushes or Svara, that for a Sheva Altase, you do not have to cause yourself so much tsar of the amount of tsar called Ani Chashav Kemeis. That's the simple pshat in the Ravid, and that's the simple pshat in the Sugya, that it's a sheer in tsar. The second shot.
I think it was some other elements of that. Meaning, I mean, I point out the fact that he quoted for the fact that for Meiser, he doesn't have to give more than a chaimish, because of the fact that means he doesn't have to give tzedakah so much that he's going to become himself into an ani. So like,
okay. All right, but if he's putting it here, because yistarach lebrias is also a terrible thing. Yistarach lebrias means you're ani chashav kemeis. Okay, Shamir wanted the same shot. It's nothing to do with the Misa. It's a terrible thing. Oh, so that it's that. What were you saying again?
I was citing the fact is that there's a Bechina of Misa here. The Hainu of the Torah. I'm saying in light of the fact that the Torah says when it's Misa Mamish that the Torah permits Isurim. So I'm saying in light of that. There is, in there being a Bechina of Misa here, we can't say that the Torah is still machayev you to mekayim the mitzvah. And it's not, I don't know if you need the Torah, because again, let's remember, v'chai b'em in and of itself may be svarach hitzona. But the point being is that if there, in there being a bechina of misa to becoming an ani kemes, right, we can't say that the Torah is machayev you to do such. We can't say that the Torah permits isurim either. I mean, that's to say that there's a heter of isurim machmas kach, that we don't have a right to say either, because it's not literally death.
Okay, so it's very similar to what I was saying. You know, there's some
sounds very similar to what Sandy was saying, Lagabe.
Quasi Misa. Okay, and at the end we're saying, at least if you say that last line, that it's like a suffix suffix. So if it's a suffix suffix, first he says, first the Choshev gets suffix sakana. Shema Yavo the Sabek Sakana. So it's a step removed from a Sabek Sakana. So therefore it's a Yashris of Shema Tase. Because you don't want to get to, you have to keep away from Sabek Sakana.
I think the difference is way Shamir is saying it sounds like there's almost a vagarity there, whether or not meaning we're making a judgment call that it applies for ases los ases, not that there's a definitive line. But what we're seeing here from this other sefer, it sounds like it's a very definitive line which says that if it's taking an action, you don't have to take an action in order to do because of the suffix.
Okay.
Less of a subjective
thing. Okay. Anyway, it'll definitely make a nafkamina, because we're going to have to see, we're going to go to Tysus. I don't know when. Maybe let's do the Tysus today already, because we're on this topic. The question is,
what's the third mahalach?
The third mahalach is that it's your suffix. Maybe you're going to come to a suffix. In other words, right now you didn't get to a suffix yet. Right now you're an ani. If you'll be an ani is not suffix sakana, but no one knows what the future is going to lie. So if you become an ani, there is a suffix that in the future will become a suffix sakana. What?
You said that in the Marsham?
Right, that's what's saying in the Marsham, that it's a suffix. Maybe you'll get to suffix.
So what's the first one then? I put down that as my first one.
Nothing to do with sakana sefashas. The first one was just because it's tremendous sar. That Nisa, when the Rashba says ani chashav gemes, when the Rashba, he was just describing how painful it is, but it has nothing to do with the heter of Nisa.
The sar.
Right, and there's just that the Torah did not obligate you because. That was the first chapter. Shamir's chapter was happy that it's a quasi misa. And the third, and the way I was saying it is, it says like a quasi misa, it's a suffix that you'll come to suffix. So since you're not there yet, so we say Shabbat al-Tasa. You know, don't do anything that might bring you to a suffix. Because you're not supposed to suffix that kind of defashas is bad. So to do something that might bring you to suffix that kind of defashas is also bad. Okay. Anyway, not clear. The difference might be, you know, what would be the chayra difference, and the chayra would be a difference. What would be if you add something which will cause you the equivalency of tsar, of giving up a certain amount of your money, but there's no shaykhis whatsoever to getting misa. I'll give you an example. I know the Avnei Nezer talks about this case. There's a halacha that you have to, I mean, it's a halacha for no lemaisa, because we don't, for whatever reason, lemaisa, we don't keep this halacha. But there's a mishnah in Yevamos that if a person is married for 10 years and they don't have children, they're supposed to get divorced and marry someone else. Now, obviously, that halacha is not, you know, if you look around, Maisim, B'chol Yom, many Choshev, Gedolim, as we all know, did not have children and they did not divorce their wives. You know, so there is the apparently there are heterim, whether it's because you were in chutz liaretz, I don't know, maybe it's not just a term, maybe that's a halacha, you know, but the Mishnah says, you know, so there's obviously, you know, that if you're married for 10 years and you don't have any children, you're supposed to divorce your wife so you can kind of prove who. So the Amnei Nezer asks the question that prove who is only a mitzvah essay. And the divorcing your wife, assuming the person, you know, obviously depends on their relationship. Different people have different shalom bias marriages. But theoretically, it could be a situation where for this person, he'd rather give up a tenth of his always money, a chaimish of always money, than divorcing his wife. Divorcing his wife is a bigger tragedy than losing a chaimish or a shlish of his money. It could be the hard. There is such a case, right? So why? Yeah, that's his kasha. He has this guy. I haven't seen it.
Rebbe, if that's days. Not the case, I say the marriage is in big trouble.
Okay. So, yeah, so he has a shayla. I think it's in the beginning of Evan Ezra. And he has the first. Why are you mechuyev to give up to divorce your wife for proof? You're not mechuyev to spend a chaimesh for a mitzvah. So according to
more than a chomish.
What?
Peruvu cost you more than a chomish.
Yeah, okay. All right, but that's his question. So according to be totally. If you learn Shan and the Riven, the simple Shan the Riven, that because he's saying because it's Tsar, so then the has a good kasha. So Chazawar Mishire. That you don't have to be Mitzayer yourself, the Tsar of Oni, because of for a mitzvah essay. So here, giving up your wife is also a tremendous Tsar. And I, you know, giving up your wife is also a tremendous Tsar. So that for this person, he says it's the same Tsar. But if you learn the pshat that we're trying to say in the Marasham, that it's because you're getting to the brink of Suffolk Sakonis Nefashis. There's no Suffolk Sakonis Nefashis if you're not married, right? You know, there's not a gather of Sakonis Nefashis. You're just not going to be happy, but it doesn't cause Sakonis Nefashis. So there would be, and then his question would not be a valid question.
Except that over there, L'chaira, It's for the opportunity to potentially be able to do the mitzvah sase. He doesn't know if he gets mad, if he divorces his wife, he's going to be able to do the mitzvah.
Oh, okay. Now you're trying to give other answers to his question. I'm just questioning whether his question is a valid question. Obviously, the other answers could also be the usual answer. Okay, there are answers they give to the question.
What? No, sorry, just sort of connected, just clarification point. When we said that the Chakira last night, before tonight, before we saw this Marsham, the way I understood the two studden of Ani Kemes, if it just means a lot of tsar or if it means literally Kemes, I did not think it had anything to do with the fact that a poor person might end up dying. I thought it meant it's just because it's so much tsar, we can the Torah views it as if it's mace. Meaning we're getting this idea from the Marsham that the svar of Oni Kemisa is for a practical reason that he might starve to death or something like that.
I mean, I agree with you. And, you know, the truth is because it mentions other cases, it says Oni Chashiv Kemes, but also it says an Iber, right?
Chashiv Shad over there. Someone without children, someone who's blind. So.
Right. So Chashiv Shad over there has nothing to do with the fact that it's, you're right. So the Marsham does say in this line that it says this thing about he says that I'm sort of looking for the place again.
No, but we talked about the idea the other day about what if doing this would cause him to not be able to have children. He'll harm himself now, so now he's not going to have children. So that
yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, but the way he's saying, you're right. The way he's saying it. It's a different word. I, you're right. In other words, we were saying that we were saying, you're right, I forgot that. Yeah, I forgot, you're right. Now, we were learning the Chiddush in the Ravid is that when the Torah says Choshev Kemeis, it's Choshev Kemeis, so it has a din of mace. And you can't count them for a minion, you know, like face, you know, like any has. If it's Choshev Kemeis, it's Choshev Kemeis. So therefore, when the Torah says it then that a mace is potter, you don't do mitzvahs with a mace, so you're included in that pasuk. And he's saying, it's not, you're right, he's saying that the only chosh is because you might come to misa. You know, there's the only chosh of gemes because you might come to a
misa. What my sham said was it's chosh of kesav, it's chosh of kesavik misa. It doesn't say that it is.
No, he said.
It's chosh of kesav, it's the same idea, just like chosh of kemes is.
No, it says shalo yavo. He has a lashon of shel yavo, I think.
Yes, I'm trying to find the PLA.
Rabbi Lachor, the Marsham has a problem because just because the
lo yavo ideas ve'al savet in the kafashas.
Lachor, the Marsham has a problem, Rabbi. No, because just because he's kashiv kemeis, as Rabbi said, that means you're not going to count him in a minion. Someone who's kashiv kemeis.
I understand but that was the chat.
Well, you don't have to say
yesterday. Is
you don't have to say like that.
The Gabi, you know, obviously the Gabi, some things is not Choshev Kemeis, but the Gabi, the Ptur of the Chaybehem, he's Choshev Kemeis. Because when the Torah said Chaybehem, the Torah meant Chaybehem in all Choshev Kemeisim. That was the pshat that we were saying yesterday. That is true. I forgot what we were saying. So we were saying yesterday, now listen, the Torah said the Chaybehem. That the Torah gave a heter to the chayim mitzvahs and since it's choshev kemeis, so it's when the Torah said the chayim, you learn from the pasuk that you're potter, right? That's how we were learning. Except the problem is, so then it should apply to those who say also. So the Marsham seems to be right. He seems to say a little bit of a different kneich. That is because you're. So you're right. So I would put that down as another child in the Ravid. In other words, really there are three totally different structures in the Ravid. You know, if you put this child, my child and Shamir together, we'll put them together. In other words,
we'll
say this four. Okay, the simple child in the Ravid is it has nothing to do with Misa. It has nothing to do with the pasuk of Echayim Ebedoshi Yomus Behem. And it's just because the Rabbanon somehow or another on their own figured out that you're not chayiv to suffer so much tzar. The pshat that we were saying yesterday is that it's choshev kemeis, and therefore the Torah says the Chayim Behem means don't do mitzvah, so you're going to be like a mace. And this is choshev kemeis, so the Torah is saying it's you don't do the mitzvahs, except we only put it into the Chayim as far as not doing the mitzvahs for essays and not for the also say, which is Gufa Nisazber. Why? Okay. The third shot is what it sounded like from the Marsham is that it's not that this is that Ani itself is a mace, but Ani the mace really is Misa Mamish, that you're going to die. But an Ani. The Ani can come to Misa, because a person who's an Ani comes to Misa. That's what happens very often. Aniim end up having their, you know, they don't get their medical checkups when they're supposed to get a checkup. They don't go to the doctor. They stay on. They don't take their medicine because they can't afford it. Whatever it is, they cut corners, and therefore they it's possible. It's obviously not mukhluch, but it's possible for an Ani to be a sakana. So therefore,
the life expectancy of an Ani is definitely a lot less than for an usher, even today.
Okay, even today. Wait, we don't know. That's Rebbe, the president.
Rebbe, why can't Rebbe said a chilek with a person who the Mishnah the 10 years doesn't have children? Why can we say a simpler chilek where it seems like according to I mean, there's a few different versions of how many pshatim we have here, but some of them, it would sound like if a person really wants to give more, than a third of his wealth, he would not be allowed to, because according to some other pshatim, it sounds like a person wants to be moser nefesh and put himself in pain, then it's okay if he wants to, if he's coming to the right place.
That's a good point. You know, there's that's one of the things that we have to look into. It's actually discussed in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Achrayim, I don't know, the Mechaber. If a person wants to be machmer, is he allowed to be machmer? So you're saying that Lechaira, if you learn the first pshat, that the simple pshat, that it's just the Torah has rachmanis on you, Torah is not mechayiv you to be so much tsar, but is it, if you want to be meiser nefesh, then kol hakavod, you're a tzaddik. If on the other hand, it somehow or another goes into the gather, yeah, you're right, that's a very good point. If it goes into the gather of Chayvahem, you're not allowed to go ahead. And just like you're not allowed to go ahead and be over Sabek Sakonas the Fashas. Right? That would be, that's not a person who puts himself in Sabek Sakonas the Fashas is not a chassid. He's a chassid shaita. Right? If you run dominion and you cross the street in a dangerous way because you're in a rush to get, because you want to catch Baruch Hu, that's a chassid shaita. You're not supposed to put yourself in sakana for a mitzvah.
That case that I gave you about the suffix about Yom Kippur, he's constantly told me the halacha is it's not you're allowed to eat. You're supposed to eat with shurim so that you don't come to a situation where you're going to have to eat not shurim.
Right. So that would be, that's right. I think you're right. Okay, so very good. So we got two nafkaminas in our chakira. One, in other words, two nafkaminas with the basic chakira. One nafkamina, what Avram Max saying is very right, is that what if a guy wants to be machmer, is he allowed to be machmer? And the second nafkamina would be if you add a something else, which and the second nafkamina would depend on what Rafi said, depending on which shot we're using. But if you add other things that are, other things that are very, in his mind, or people's minds, are very painful or very are worth he would spend money for, but it's not halachically chashiv kemeis. In other words, the person would spend his money for it, but it doesn't mean necessarily that halachically it goes into the gather of chashiv kemeis. So what would be the din? Okay, that would also be a nafkamina.
Rabbi, does this come into the shaila about the covet of brius? Like, for example, so if someone realizes he's wearing shatnez in the middle of the street, does he have to take off his clothing and get
I don't know.
Also a tsar, a covet brius type thing?
I don't know, but the minig in this yeshiva is that we try not to fly through, go other sigis, or else we're getting in big trouble. I don't know. We do called kanimsa kanhaya, right? That's the expression.
The Nitziv applies that sugya to here.
The Nitziv does, okay.
So, all right. But I don't want to, we're going to start flying through all our shots, and I don't know.
Rebbe, just another clarification. The way Rebbe's saying it now, not in the Sefer, in the Marsham, I just want to clarify where V'chai Bohem comes in. The pshat is that right now it's not a suffix sakana, but it might come to a suffix sakana. And if we don't know what to paskin for this guy, we can't tell him to put himself in danger, but we can't tell him to do an aveira. Right. So why can't, and where's V'chai Bohem? V'chai Bohem comes in because that's the reason we can't tell him to do the aveira or do the mitzvah, respectively?
We can't tell him the Torah says you're not allowed to put yourself in suffix sakana. You're not supposed to be in suffix sakana. So how can we tell you to do this? You might be putting yourself in suffix sakana. The Torah doesn't want suffix sakana. Chayvim says the Torah says we don't want suffix sakana. So you, how can you?
V'chayvim is the force in the Torah that tells us that you're not supposed to risk your life for a mitzvah.
Right. It's even wrong. That's what Aram Max was saying. It's correct. Chayvim tells that it's wrong to risk your life for a mitzvah, generally speaking. So therefore, this could be risking your life for a mitzvah, so you're not supposed to do that.
It seems I think Rabbi said this already, but it seems like, to me at least, this pshat has a very big milo over the way it's in the sefer, the way we said it last night, because you don't have to say legabe. It's not a din legabe. It's not, we're not viewing it in two different lenses. It's just, it's a suffix. We don't know what to do. So we tell you to do nothing.
Right, right. It is a thing. Once you notice that it's he's saying it by Shabby Al Das, yes, I agree. It is, but that's,
he gives a very, very clear line.
It's an improvement over what's in the Sefer. I have to read over what's in the Sefer and write a letter to the editor. Okay. Anyway, but the Maisa.
You know who wrote it?
It's a secret. I want to say Lashon Hara. All right. Anyway.
It seems like not everybody was in Rebbe Shear.
Okay. Anyway, the Maisa, it was some young kid wrote it. No, but okay. The Maisa.
There's an inside joke on here, which I'm not aware of, I guess. I wasn't Rebbe Shear, but.
Okay. Anyway, the Maisa, so I guess we should skip that. So as long as we're getting into this part of the Sugya, so Sandy, we're going to hold off then on your part of the Sugya of the Shlis. And let's do the top tesis. The top tesis is on Amud Bey, where it discusses how much you're supposed to spend on a mitzvah. And there is a rush. There's the tesis and comes with a rush. The tesis and the rush, they go together. And eventually, you have to see that the base is safe on it. But okay, I don't know if we'll get there tomorrow or not.
Ask a numbers question.